You're listening to SBS News.
14-year-old Jarrett continues to attend school like the rest of children his age, as coronavirus infection rates accelerate across Australia. But his profound intellectual disability and compromised immune system mean the risk he faces from contracting COVID-19 is greater than for most of his peers. His mother, Jess Stevens, says if he does get COVID-19, life will become drastically difficult.
If he was to contract the virus, he would definitely end up in hospital, potentially ICU. So it's been quite a scary time for us.
Emergency powers and social distancing measures have been implemented as the number of confirmed cases in New South Wales, the hardest hit state, passes 200. As authorities play catch-up, confusion is rife among Australians, not least from those with or caring for someone with a disability. Disability advocates have surveyed 200 families, finding 9 out of 10 respondents said communication on how to best protect their families was poor. Jarrett's mother is also struggling as a result of panic buying, echoing the concerns of about 15% surveyed, who also claim they are unable to buy medication for those in their care.
We have support workers using hand sanitizer on every shift. We're using wipes every day because Jarrett is incontinent. They're things that we haven't been able to purchase.
A third of families had support workers or National Disability Insurance Scheme services cancelled as a result of the coronavirus. Another 38% have lost income or are unable to work. If schools do shut down, Ms. Stevens says constant care is not an option for the family. Everyday errands, like shopping for groceries, would mean leaving Jarrett alone and compromising his safety. Mary Sayers is the CEO of Children and Young People with Disability Australia. She says measures from supermarkets to assist the vulnerable are a step in the right direction, but are not enough.
The key message is families don't know where to go. We're all learning about this as we go, and we just need to make sure we're all coming together and responding rapidly. These problems are escalating fast, and then if schools close down, what's the next step?
Former Labor leader Bill Shorten says the government needs to act now.
So we call upon the federal government in its deliberations to consciously step up and put people with disability and their carers in the national planning. People with disability and their carers need special attention. This is the group, along with older Australians and people who've got pre-existing illnesses, who are most at risk from the coronavirus and the spread.
NDIS Minister Stuart Robert says families, carers and providers will be given clear direction if services are disrupted. The most up-to-date information is available on the Department of Health website. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.